So we spoke last time, which I guess was a couple weeks ago, about the din of Zrika with Karbanos. And when you have a Karban, so one of the primary focal points of the Karban is the dam. After you shecht the animal, so Shita is one avoda, then you have Kabbalah Sadam, you catch the blood, then you have Holacha Sadam, you walk it over, then you have Zrika Sadam. You come along and you sprinkle the blood. If you remember last time, we spoke about how all Karbanos have Dine Zrika. All Karbanos, we have some Zrikas Hadam. Yet, more or less, I would say, if we were really fancy, maybe not, but all Karbanos have a Zrikas Hadam. And we noted how, depending on the Karban, that impacts a lot of questions. Impacts how many Zrikas you have. One, two, four, achas v'shtayim. Sometimes Yom Kippur, it could be a lot of Zrikas. We spoke about how the way that your Zorek could change also. We briefly referenced, is it more of a throw or more of a pour? Is it with your finger? Is it with something? There are different ways of understanding how the Zrika goes and differences of location of where the Zrika is going to be. Zrika for the chatas may be in one area. Zrika, depending on which, there, we have two mizbeachs. Where is it going to be? On Yom Kippur, there may be Zrikas other times also, even near the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So sometimes we have differences between Zrikas, but fundamentally, all Karbanos have Zrika. If you remember, we also spoke about how Zrikas Hadam may affect and may impact a lot of things as far as the role that it plays in bringing a Karban. We saw that Zrikas Hadam, the Gemara tells us in Maseches Pesachim and Daf Ayin Zayin, the Rambam Paskin, this is in Meister Karbanos, Perakit Aleph Halacha Dalet, that a person is only allowed to eat from the Karbanos once the Zrika was done. And if Kohanim are going to eat from the Karban, that can only be done once there's Zrikas Hadam. That's one thing we saw. We saw also the Gemara in Zvachim and Davav, that the only time that there is Kapara for a Karban, the only time that there's Kapara for a Karban is in Kapara Elo Bedam. And when you sprinkle the blood, there's Kapara. We referenced last week a discussion on what about Achilas Karbanos. That's the second thing. A third thing that we saw Zrika does, again, the Chazara is relevant, Stam for Chazara, and also for next time, is Me'ila. That with Kachim and Kachim Kailim, with different kinds of Karbanos, Zrika impacts the Isser of Me'ila. We saw as an example, with Kachim, with your holier kind of Karbanos, that it starts out, it's all of an Isser Me'ila, if you benefit from it in any way. But once you do Zrika, there's the Mishnah in Zvachim and of Zayin Amibes, that once you do Zrika with Kachim, so then part of it, the Basar no longer has an Isser of Me'ila. The meat of the animal no longer has Isser of Me'ila once you do Zrika. So we saw that in many ways Zrika does multiple things. I don't remember if we referenced last time, we'll speak more about this Be'ez Hashem going forward. But after Zrika, there's something else called Haktaras Ha'imurin, that there are other parts of the animal that you're going to offer on the Mizbeach that you also only do after Zrika. You only do after Zrika. So Zrika applies by different Karbanos, maybe in different ways, maybe in different locations, maybe different amounts. Zrika also accomplishes different things when you come along and you offer a Karban. We're going to speak tonight about a particular sugya. It's a sugya found in Zvachim, Andaf Chavav, Chavav Mebez, and a bit of Chav Zayin. A sugya called Zrika Shelo B'Mekoma. I happen to have a deep personal connection to this sugya when I was in the Kollel in NYU, and we learned Maseches Zvachim, so you have to give two chaburas a year. The first chabur was on Karban Chatas. The second one was on Zrika Shelo B'Mekoma. So I definitely am a test case in how much Torah a person can forget in about 13 years or so. At some point, sometimes you have a lot of notes on something, you're not even exactly sure what the topic means. So I definitely was able to be there, but definitely some good memories. We're going to speak about a part of the sugya tonight, a part, it's a very large sugya, but a part of the sugya we'll speak about tonight, which I think is an intriguing, I would say, test case for understanding the nature of Zrika in general. So let's go as follows. There is a Mishnah in Zvachim and Daf Chafa. What happens if you're engaging in your Zrika? And let's say you're really not that athletic, and it's time to sprinkle a little bit. And you sprinkle on the wrong part of the Mizbeach. Or maybe you are athletic and you don't know the halachas of where to sprinkle the blood. So the Mishnah says, what happens if Nosnu Agabi HaKevesh, Lokanek HaYisod, Nosnu Sinisan Lemata Lemala, Sinisan Lemala Lemata, Bifnim, Bachutz, Bifnim, that what happens if it's supposed to go maybe, Machlok to be sure what exactly some of these terms mean. I don't have time for that right now. but it's supposed to go on this Mizbeach and it goes on that Mizbeach. It's supposed to go on the upper part instead it goes in the lower part instead the upper part. The different karbanos, the different halachas, and you made a mistake. You made a mistake. You sprinkled on the wrong part, on the wrong part of the Mizbeach. The Gemara, the Mishnah says, what's the din? Pasul ve'im bo kares. Pasul ve'im bo kares. The Gemara has a machlokas, what exactly that means, and what exactly is the status of a zrika that is done in the wrong location. So the Gemara quotes the shita of Shmuel. This is the top of Chavav Mebeiz and Mesach HaZvachim. The Gemara quotes the shita of Shmuel. Amar Shmuel, this zrika shelo b'mekoma is partially good and partially not good. Pasul basar, you're not allowed to eat the meat. If you do a zrika shelo b'mekoma, if it's a carbon shlamim and you do a zrika in the wrong location, the kohenim can't eat it and the Israel can't eat it. Carbon chatas, they can't eat it. But aval ba'alim nischapru, you still get kapara. You still get kapara, but the basar is going to be pasul. So if we go back to our multiple functions of zrika, that zrika does a bunch of things. So Shmuel shita, which the Rambam paskins like. In Hilchos Tzuli HaMukdashim, the Rambam says if you do it in the wrong location, Hare Basar HaZevach Pasul, you're not allowed to eat the meat, but Aval Afal Pichei Nischapru HaBailim. The Bailim still get Kapara. So it's a Zrika. Zrika has multiple functions, and here I can isolate them. It's good for one, but it's not good. It's not good for the other. Why is this so? What's the Makar? Lemaisa. You have to do a Zrika in the right location. Suddenly here I'm doing a zrika and it's not in the correct location. So the Gemara quotes a pasuk from Vayikra Perek Yudzayin. Vanina sativ lachem al hamizbeach lechaper, and I gave it to you on the mizbeach for kapara. That kevan shigia dam lemizbeach, as long as the dam gets in the mizbeach at all, even if it's in the wrong location, nischapru bailim, you get kapara. But the buster is not okay. The buster is not okay at all. We want to try to understand are a couple of things. What is the nature of this zrika shelo b'mekoma? What is the nature of this zrika that is done in the wrong location? And what can this halacha of zrika shelo b'mekoma, what can it tell me about the nature of zrika in general? What can it tell me about the goal and purpose of zrika in general? Parentheses, if we had another week on this topic, which we don't, we speak about how it's different halachas with different karbanos and what it tells us about different karbanos, but I think at some point, got to move on a little bit. So we're going to try to develop a couple of different ideas for the nature of this zrika, and we'll try to go as follows. The Minchas Avram. Minchas Avram is one of the great achronim here in Masechet Zvachim, three volumes on Talmud of Baruch Soloveitchik. A little bit of Bishkarab, I think. Also, he has three volumes on Zvachim, a lot of great Torah and Kachim in general. So Minchas Avram points out, based on Reb Chaim, we'll explain how he lives in a second, but the following idea. Zrika shelo b'mekoma, he understands that Reb Chaim maintains, really, Zrika has to be in the right location. And a Zrika in the wrong location is not considered to be a kosher Zrika at all. Why is it able to give kapara? Because there's a new halacha, a new gezeiros hakasav that the Gemara quote, va'ani nasativ lachem al hamizbeach lechaper, that even though really it should be a pasul zrika, and really the same way it's pasul for eating the meat, it should have been pasul for kapara also. But it's a special gezeiros hakasav, a special limud, that as long as you do a zrika on the mizbeach, that already causes kapara. But it's like a new kind of zrika, and it doesn't play by the normal rules of zrika. What does that mean? So Reb Chaim held the following. When it comes to zrikas, different karbanos require a different amount of zrikas. Chatas, maybe four. Ola, Asha, maybe two. Karban Pesach, what? Different karbanos have different amounts of zrikas. Reb Chaim maintained that once it's shelo b'mekoma, we don't care how many zrikas you do. We don't care. If it's a chatas and you only did one and it was shelo b'mekoma, you still get kapara. You still get kapara. Wondered the Minchas Avram, why would that be? I understand it was in the wrong location. But if Chatas requires four, you should still require four. If Asher requires two Zrikas, you still require two Zrikas. Elamai, how come it doesn't matter how many times I do it? Because the Zrika Shaloba Mekoma is a new kind of Zrika. It's a Zrika which is really the whole thing should have been puzzle. There's a special Gezeris HaKasav, and if you sprinkle Dam in the wrong location, you get Kapara. But because it's a new kind of Zrika, not the regular kind, it becomes entirely puzzle. Which means it's like a rule and exception question. Really, it should all be puzzle. It's a special Gezeris HaKasav, as long as Dam is Higia Lemizbeach, that then it's considered to be kosher. But we don't even care. We have different halachas about the kind of Zrika it's supposed to be. There is a second mahalach, the Minchas Avram points out, and there may be a lot of evidence of this, and this is the mahalach which he suggests is based on the comment of the Chavetz Chaim. The Chavetz Chaim in Likutei Halachos, the Chavetz Chaim understands that what Reb Chaim wrote is not true. And the Chavetz Chaim says, the same way that a chatas requires four zrikas when it's been mekoma, to give you kapara, it requires four zrikas when it is shelo b'mekoma. And if a carbon would require seven zrikas, it only gives you kapara when it has seven zrikas, shelo b'mekoma. Suggests the Minchas Avram that in many ways the opposite idea. We'll go a step further. But in many ways the opposite idea. What's the opposite idea? That the way it works is as follows. Fundamentally, again, the way we would say it, Zrika is a regular Zrika, whether it's in the right place or the wrong place. It really is the same Zrika. And that's why you get Kapara. That's really the rule. That you should get, to be a good Zrika, the location should be more of a Lechadchila, the location should really be Ma'akev. If you do it in the wrong location, it's still called a good Zrika. That's why there's Kapara. Why is the Basar Pasal? So that becomes more of the exception. The way that some Achronim say that, in the Keshari Shonim, there in Zvachim, he suggests that maybe there's like a new psul that kicks in. That's almost like implicit in the Gezeris HaKasav, that if you do it in the wrong location, then like the Basar becomes Pasal. But really, it really should be a good Zrika, whether it's in the right location or the wrong location. Let me chazer the Chakiri mentioned thus far, and then we'll sort of build a little bit. Zrika ordinarily has to be in a particular location. When you do lots of nafkaminas, suddenly it impacts Hilchos Me'ilah. Suddenly you can machter imurin, but primarily you get kapara, and then you can eat the meat. What happens if I do it in the wrong location? So it splits. You get kapara, but the meat is still pasul. We were sort of raising the question, because Avram, maybe Machog is about this achronim, which is, what's the nature of a Zrika Shlo B'Mekoma? Is it a regular Zrika? In which case, of course you get kapara. The chiddush is, there's a psul on the basar, but of course you get kapara. That's the normal standard thing. There's some sort of a new kind of a psul that's there. Got to discover what that is. Or the opposite. That really, if it's not in the right location, it's a bad Zrika entirely. There's a special Gezeris HaKasav, which taught us that if you do it, so the Makoma, you still get kapara. One nafkamira of that chakira happens to be, when you do this Zrika, Shlobim Mekoma, it doesn't have to conform to the regular halachas of Zrika. The more that it's a regular Zrika, just the buster's puzzle, you have to have the same amount of Zrikas. The more that it's a unique halacha in Zrika, the way Reb Chaim said it out, so the more that we can be mekel, as long as you do any Zrika at all, you're entirely good to go. I'll have a third mahalach in a second. As far as general clarity thus far, one, two, and three. Yeah. Good. It all has to do with the basar piece, but let's a different time. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. There is a third mahalach here, and it's a mahalach of the Briska Rav. Briska Rav develops at least the way that we'll say it out, which is something a little bit in the middle. Says the Briska Rav as follows. You know, Zrika impacts multiple things. Zrika impacts kapara. Zrika impacts the kashrus of the meat that now a person's allowed to eat it. Says the Briska Rav, are those two things interconnected? Is the pshat that like the kind of Zrika which gives kapara also makes the basar mutter to eat. Like, are they? Is there one kind of zrika and one just like flows from the other? Pointing at the Brisker Rav, I think we see from our sugya and from Shmuel Shita that there's really two separate dinim in zrika, and that there's two different forms. Zrika itself, there's two dinim in zrika. There's what's called a zrika le'inyan kapara and a zrika le'inyan achilas basar. It's not a rule and exception. Should it really all be kosher? A chiddush, the basar is pasal. Should it really all be pasal? A chiddush, it's kosher for kapara. Says the Brisker Rav, there's really two dinim here. There's two dinim here. And the halacha of zrika for kapara is different than the halacha of zrika for achilas basar. Says Rashi in Zvachim, commenting on this halacha, al hamizbeach, why do I get kapara? Kol hamizbeach shaveh le'inyin kapara. Kol hamizbeach shaveh le'inyin kapara. Says the Brisker Rav, what Rashi's teaching us are that there are two different halachas of zrika. From a kapara perspective, we don't care where you do it. From a kapara perspective, as long as you get on the mizbeach, that's good enough. So it's a good and regular zrika, midin kapara. But for to the heter of achilas basar, that has to be bimikoma. That has to be in a very precise and specific case. Says the Brisker Rav, there's not one zrika. Normally, when you're zorik and you throw in the right place, two things happen. It kosher it for kapara, and now you're allowed to eat the meat. But really, those are two separate dinim of kapara. Zrika accomplishes two separate things. And you can isolate those factors. A zrika shelo b'mekoma is a kosher zrika for kapara, because midin kapara, as long as the blood gets on the mizbech, it's kosher. Rashi says, kol ha-mizbeach shava le'inyan kapara, no difference whatsoever. But insofar as the heter for achilas basar, that has to be in a very specific place. There's two differences in that way. Yeah. There's a lot to be talked about, which we're not going to talk about. Okay. The Rambam Perek Shem Mishnah, there's a lot of Reb Chaim in this. There's a lot of Torah about this stuff. There's a lot of Torah about this. And we are intentionally avoiding all of it. Okay. We do have an intriguing question, though. And here's the following. This Zrika in general accomplishes additional things. One thing Zrika accomplishes is Hilchos Me'ila. Normally, if I'm Makdish, a carbon Ola, a carbon Asham. If I'm Makdish, a carbon Asham, the whole thing has an Isser Me'ila. The person derives benefit from it. A person violates the Suri D'Oraisa, they have to pay money, they have to bring a carbon. We spoke in Kaitzman a lot about last year, about Tzugyaz and Nyanay Me'ila. Once you do Zrika, the Basar no longer has an Isser Me'ila. The bus no longer has an Isser Me'ila. Suddenly, there's no Isser Me'ila. What's the din if it's a Zrika Shelo B'Mekoma? Is a Zrika Shelo B'Mekoma considered to be a good enough Zrika to impact Hilchos Me'ila? That the same way that a regular Zrika makes the carbon no longer have Me'ila in its basar, can a Zrika Shelo B'Mekoma impact it so it no longer has Zrika in it, no longer has Me'ila in its basar? That appears to be a machlokas. If you look, as an example, the Tosefta in the beginning of Me'ila says, Nasan eshad nisan lemata lemal lemata bifnim bachutz bifnim moalin bahen. Sounds at Tosefta that the Isser Me'ila continues. The Isser Me'ila continues even afterwards. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan assumes like that, and the Aruch HaShulchan HaAsid, Kuf Chavav, Saf Vav, the Aruch HaShulchan assumes also, V'niril Nisdaiti, Shegesh Bahen Me'ila, that there is considered to be an Isser of Me'ila. However, the Brisker Rav is Medayik from a Rashi and Zvachim and Daf Mem Gimel, that he understands that Me'ila, that there may not be a problem of, it's a different Rashi there, but he understands, based on the comment of Reb Chaim, that it could be that there will no longer be Me'ila with a Zrika Shelo B'Mekoma. what would you say this is based on? So we're going to first say out a basic svara, then we'll get a little bit fancier. The basic svara would be, if a zrika shelo b'mekoma is fundamentally a kosher zrika, there's like a psul in the basar, but really it is a good zrika, it really should be good. So I would assume it's also a good enough zrika to impact hilchos me'ila. But if I understood the opposite, that really it should be pasul, and that's why the basar is pasul. The special gezeiros hakasav that you get kapara, a special gezeiros hakasav that you get kapara, so then I would understand that it shouldn't impact me'ila, because it's not really a good zrika. It's not really a good zrika. It just is a special idea that it impacts kapara, but it's not a good zrika. It shouldn't impact me'ila. In truth, however, it's probably totally in something else, and let's go back to the Brisker Rav for a second. The Brisker Rav understood there's two separate halachas in zrika. One is a halacha that zrika gives kapara. That can be done anywhere in the Mizbeach. The other is that Zrika makes the meat mutter to eat, and that can be done only in its right place. The fact that there's a shift in Me'ila, is that more connected to whether the carbon's Mechaper? Meaning, is the vort that once you get Kapara through Zrika, there's also no longer Me'ila in the Basar? Or is it more Taloi in the Heter Achila? That once you're allowed to eat the meat, there's also no longer an iser me'ila. So if it's totally in the meat, so nezrika shelo b'mekoma, where the meat is still aser, l'chora there should still be a full-blown iser me'ila. So part of the question is, if I have my two tracks of zrika, there's a zrika for kapara and a zrika for achila, so what is me'ila? Is Me'ila impacted by, if it's a good Zrika for Kapara, then it also impacts the Halacha of Me'ila, that there's no longer an Isser to be Moel because you got Kapara, or is it more impacted by whether you could eat it or not? Is it more impacted in that direction? So that seems to be a Machlokas. The Aruch HaShulchan points out, you know why there's still an Isser Me'ila? Because if the buster is not mutter to eat, he points out from the Gemara in the beginning of Masech Me'ila, lohaya hechsher, if shalohaya loha buster shas heter lekohanim, yesh bo me'ila. That as long as if it wasn't mutter to eat, there's still me'ila. The Isser me'ila is talay on the heter to eat. The Brisker Rav suggests, this is a longer idea from Rav Chaim, he spoke about this last year in Kayetzman at length, maybe that's not true. Maybe the Isser me'ila is not based on whether you could eat it or not, maybe it's based on whether the carbon is really called Kache Hashem, and maybe it's impacted more by Kapara. That if the Zrika gives Kapara, then there's no longer considered to be an Isser Me'ila. Maybe it goes in that direction. Let me pause what we said so far. Again, I'm sorry if this is a little bit confusing, and I don't know if it is or not, but we'll try to keep it. Zrika done in the wrong place is a good zrika for kapara, a bad zrika to make the meat kosher. What we're not sure about is, what's the shot in this zrika? Is it that really it's a good zrika, and it's a chiddush that the basar is not okay? That's a Knesset Rishonim assumes in the footnotes. That's what some of the Achronim may assume. Or is the pshat sort of the opposite? That really it shouldn't be a good zrika at all. The special idea is considered to be an exception that gives you kapara. For the Brisker Rav, it's there's two dinim. It's partially a good zrika, partially a bad zrika. Kapara has its standards for zrika. You met the standard to give kapara. You didn't meet the standards for Hatar Achil Basar. Then we're trying to figure out, well, is there, normally zrika removes part of the Isser Me'ila. That once I do zrika, I'm now no longer violating Isser Me'ila by benefiting from part of the karban. The zrika shelo b'mekoma impact it or not? Just have to make it sound like no. Aruch HaShulchan says no. There's still an Isser Me'ila there. The Brisker Rav says I'm not so sure about that. It may relate to both the status of the zrika, a more regular zrika, that it could impact Me'ila less than not, and it may relate to is the zrika shift. Is that more connected to whether it gives kapara? Well, this does, or is it more connected to whether it's heter achilas basar? What's the Zrika's impact on Me'ila? So what is it more connected to? Clarity as a whole thus far? 1, 2, and 3. Yeah. there's still an Isser of Me'ilah. Azrika Shloba Mekoma does not impact Isser of Me'ilah. If you have not been matir the basar to eat, then there's still an Isser, a full Isser of Me'ilah. One last nafkamina. Yeah. The Arach Shulchan. And the Tosefta, really. But the Mishnah doesn't say that, which is part of the Bibrus. Okay. There is another nafkamina, which is the following. Zrika also is the heter for us to now offer the other limbs on the Mizbeach, the other parts of the animal, the Hataras Eimurim. That we've dealt with the blood now, but there are other parts of the animal I want to put on the Mizbeach. So Zrika also impacts Hataras Haimurim. So what would you say about Hataras Haimurim if you do a Zrika Shalo Bimikoma? A Zrika Shalo Bimikoma. The Aruch HaShulchan maintains that Azrika Shalob B'Mekoma, you could do Haktara Seimurim. And you'd be allowed to now offer some of the other limbs of the animal. The Brisker Rav points out, based on a comment of Rashi, in Zvachim Andaf Mem Gimel, he thinks that it could be that it would be usher to do Haktara Seimurim. It would be usher to do Haktara Seimurim. That this Rika would not be good enough. You may say the same thing. If really it's a regular Zrika, it's really all good, there's a special psul on the basar, so maybe I could offer the Haktara afterwards. I could do Haktara Seimurim, because really there was a regular Zrika here. If I understood, like according to initially, that maybe it's not a good Zrika at all, a special Chiddush, that it works for Kapara, but maybe it's not a good enough Zrika to now allow us to be machtir on the Mizbeach. But perhaps it's totally in something else, which it seems to be, which is if there's two primary goals of Zrika, like the Brisker Rav said, one for Kapara and the other one for Achilas Basar. So the same question we had with Me'ilah, we'll have with Haktaras Emurin also. The idea that after Zrika, you can now offer Haktara, you can now offer some of the limbs on the Mizbeach, what is that based on? Is the pshat that if it's good enough for Kapara, then it's good enough to offer on the Mizbeach? Anything good enough for Kapara is Matir Haktara. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan says the Aruch HaShulchan. The Yirali demandis virle shabbalim nischapru, Matir and Haimurin. If it gives Kapara, that's enough to proceed further in the Karban and to start offering limbs on the Mizbeach. The Brisker Rav, however, maybe it's not so obvious. Maybe, if there's no hefter of Achilas Basar, you also can't be Machtir Emurin. So part of it is figuring out, if you have this Brisker Rav, and there's two Dinim in Zrika, one for Kapara, two to make the meat mutter to eat, so some of these other impacts of Zrika, are they based on whether it's good for Kapara, or are they based on whether it's good for Achilas Basar? How exactly does it work out? So let's chazer what we saw tonight. We saw as follows. Zrika's a carbon, so important. Zrika is an end game, it gives Kapara. Zrika also is a matir, it allows you to eat the meat. It allows, it shifts things for Me'ilah. It shifts things as far as proceeding with Haktara. We saw that Zrika Shalob and Mekoma splits things, that it's good for Kapara, but the meat is still usher to eat. I had to figure out what's the nature of this Zrika, and we also tried to sort of distinguish the Brisker Rav, maybe Zrika is not fundamentally Kapara, fundamentally Basa. There's two tracks in Zrika. For Kapara, anywhere in the Mizbeach is good. If you got Kapara, to allow you to eat the meat, it has to be in a specific location. And we tried to figure out the other nafkaminas of Zrika, like it shifts halachas for Me'ilah, it shifts things for Haktara. What is that considered to be based on? That at least is, I think, a little bit of an introduction or an overview of part of the sugya of Zrika Shalo B'Mekoma.